the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Apologize if I seem like we're a little disheveled here this morning. It is a little disheveled. I came down this morning. I bumped my microphone. I bumped my camera. Got everything. I was late getting down here a little bit. A lot of crazy stuff's going on. So I apologize if you're seeing an image that looks maybe a little bit different. I always try to hide these things behind me. I didn't do that today. It shows you kind of what's going on. And it's amazing. I knew it. I'm not going to talk a lot about the debate, okay? But I knew it. You have to be careful what you say. I'm not a name it, claim it guy. But, you know, the Bible does say that life and death is in the power of the tongue. It does say that. So there's certainly something significant about words and our use of words. And I said all yesterday, Bobby Lee's here. God bless Steve Deck. Steve Deck came and spent 2 days here and helped. Did so many little things behind the scene that I appreciate, and appreciate all his skill set and his willingness to come and do it. Remember, Steve's the guy who got fired, and he said, I just think, you know, God bless Steve. And then Bobby Lee showed up yesterday. He'd been at Chad's and drove all the way from Chad's. Bobby's here, spent the night here last night, did some mowing at Sky High yesterday. We have the tactical training coming up this weekend, and so there's a lot of cleanup and stuff needs to be done up there. And it's just a lot. I just got back from vacation. There's a lot of stuff on my plate, a lot of, you get what I'm saying, right? So we just got a lot going on. And talk about the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And our words really do, really, they really mean, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the scripture says. You know what I love? It's just me. I love words. I love words and how quickly we read over words and don't really think about what we just read. Am I too close to the camera? It'd be better if I'm back here. I don't want you to feel like I'm right in your living room. The words, the power of words, the meaning of words. And I was concentrating on what I said last night. I'll get to the point. Bear with me. Because I had a restless night's sleep. And I had a restless night's sleep because I told everybody, you know, I don't think I'm going to watch that debate, because I said, I'll watch that debate and there'll be an hour and a half of frustration, and then I won't be able to wind down, and then I won't get a good night's sleep. And that is exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I don't want to talk about the debate, but I want to talk around the debate, talk about some different things that I see, that I pray that you see. The natural man received not the things of the Spirit. It's foolishness to him. Psalm 2, kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. I continue to be amazed at how many people cannot understand. I think Christians are being exposed more and more. I use that term loosely, Christians. Being exposed more and more by their lack of discernment. Mike, that's a good word to pull up if you could do that real quickly. I'm a little disheveled here at my desk too, so bear with me as I get. Let me get this thing where it needs to be here. 47 people in here with you. God bless all of you for being in here. I think I'm going somewhere that's going to be. I think it's going to be enlightening this morning. I hope it is. Discernment. Because I'm going to tell you, friends, very few people I run into have discernment. It says the act of discerning, or also the power or faculty of the mind by which it distinguishes one thing from another. Truth from falsehood. Virtue from Vice. Acuteness of judgment, power of perceiving differences of things or ideas and their relationships and tendencies. Boy, there's a place to camp, isn't it? Well, let's try that again. What is it? Acuteness of judgment and the power of perceiving differences of things or ideas and their relations and tendencies. In other words, we do not have the ability anymore to connect A to B to C to D. We don't have the ability to do that. The errors of youth often proceed from the wants of discernment. Hey, Mike, just put up there real quickly, discern. Stay with me, folks. I think this is important today. I think it's one of the true ways that we can tell whether or not somebody's a Christian. Are they operating in discernment? To discern, you're getting a Holy Spirit download. This is happening right now. I had no plans to do this. Discern is to separate by the eye or by the understanding. Discernment, to discern. Or hence, to distinguish. To see the difference between two or more things, to discriminate. By the way, we're not supposed to discriminate, they tell us. As to discern the blossom buds from the leaf buds of plants. Discern in Genesis is to make the difference, to discover, to see, to distinguish by the eye. Folks, you will be able to judge a Christian man or a Christian woman by their ability to discern. To discover by the intellect, to distinguish, hence to have knowledge of, to judge, discern. Ecclesiastes 8:5 says, a wise man's heart discerneth time and judgment. To see or understand the difference, to make distinctions, that's to discern between good and, look at this, folks, to discern between good and evil. Now, I want to ask you this. How many of you know Christians who ain't got any idea what's going on, who have no ability to discern good from evil? That is a question you don't have to answer. They're everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. I went into the dentist yesterday. I'm going to try to do something. You know, this. I think I've told all of you many times. This here is an implant. His tooth got knocked out when I was in college. Basically, it's an implant. And they used to be the same color. And they're not the same color. So I went in yesterday to try to figure out, you know, how to do all that stuff. And so I just tell you that because it's light and dark. It's night and day. And people don't have the ability to be able to discern good from evil. They cannot do. Now, any Christian who doesn't understand that if you are a Catholic and you are for the killing of unborn babies, you're not a Catholic. I mean, you cannot have the discernment of the Holy Spirit. No Christian could ever have the discernment of the Holy Spirit and think it's okay to kill children. None. Don't care who you are. They don't have the ability to discern good from evil. We went to Planned Parenthood yesterday. I got some stuff I got to show you, okay? Because I want you to see what is going on. So discern is to see or understand the difference, to make a distinction, as to discern between good and evil, truth and falsehood. To have judicial cognizance. Judicial cognizance. In other words, to be able to judge judicially, to look at something and be able to discern good from evil, right from wrong. I don't have that anymore. So my great frustration in watching the debate last night was it was all lies. Everything was a lie. And I'm sitting there as I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, people are actually believing this. People are actually believing this, what these guys are saying. Joe Biden, who's been in Congress 47 years, all of a sudden is going to fix everything? Do we have no discernment? Do people not understand that, as Trump said last night, in 47 months, he's done more than Joe Biden's ever done in 47 years? That was the mic drop. It's true. But there's something else going on, Mike, and if you could pull it up, I just sent it to you. This morning, in fact, this is the show is beginning. I think it's a standalone email. Folks, let me get this out of me, okay? 2 Thessalonians, Mike. 2 Thessalonians. Because I want you to see what's going on. My friends, the judgment of God is already upon us. We know that from Romans 1. The wrath of God is currently being revealed. I just sent you a link, Mike. You could have just clicked on it. Whatever. 2 Thessalonians 2. I want to show you something. You have to have the discernment to see and to understand this. Now we beseech you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither be it by spirit, nor by word, nor by the letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. How long ago was this? 2,000 years ago? The hand of God, the day of Christ was at hand. What does it mean when something is at hand? It's at hand. Anybody got a hammer? Yeah, there's one right there. It's at hand. Anybody got a shovel? Yeah, there's one right there. It's imminent. It's there. It's available. The day of Christ is already upon us. It's there. And so let no man deceive you by any means. Stop. Remember, I love to read. I love to go deep. Evidently, men are going to deceive you. And evidently, there could be many ways they're going to do it. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, which day? Well, the day of Christ. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, wait a minute, folks. This is not, see, it's a falling away. Not of people. Not of people in the church. It's a falling away of truth and the ability to discern it. And he said, Jesus can't come back until, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Folks, this is not about the Antichrist. I believe in an Antichrist spirit, by the way. But the son of man that be revealed, the son of perdition, who, watch this, opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. He opposes and exalteth himself above all that is worshipped, so that he, who, this Antichrist spirit, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Folks, he isn't God. These are all things he thinks. He shows himself. He sits. He. Remember you not that when I was with you, I warned you about these things? Now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time. Let's stop a second. I don't know when 2 Thessalonians was written, but it's a long time ago. It's 2,000 years ago it was written. And he's talking about it even back then, the power of deception. He says, for the mystery of an iniquity is already at work. It's already going on here, boy. It's been going on for 2,000 years. Only he who now letteth will let the Holy Spirit until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Boy, we could really just chop that apart right there. There's a lot right there in that sentence. That's not where I'm going today. I'm going to make a comparison to what I watched last night. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth. I'm watching that debate last night. Hang on. And as I'm watching it, I'm realizing this. Nobody is changing positions. Anybody watching if you're for Trump, you're still for Trump. If you're for Biden, you're still for Biden. Why? Because people don't love the truth. They love what they believe to be the truth. It's not the same thing. And so if you're sitting there rooting for Joe Biden, you found all kinds of things you could root for. If you sit there rooting for Trump, you could find all the things you want to root
for. As a mic drop, coach. Mic drop.
Thanks, Mark. But here's where I want you to go. Here's where I want us to go. This is the problem we're having in the American church. And for this cause, what cause, folks? What cause? They received not the love of the truth. Because they didn't receive the love of the truth for this cause, what cause? They didn't receive the love of the truth. God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. I sat there and watched that stuff last night. I couldn't believe the lies that were being told. But the most amazing thing was not the lies that were being told, but the fact that people were believing it. They were believing it. Yeah, that's the ticket. Remember that guy on Saturday Night Live? He'd tell a lie, and they'd say, yeah, that's the ticket. And so people are watching this debate, and they've already decided what their truth is, and they're looking for a candidate who will tell them what their truth is. Through all deceivableness, it's the judgment of God. He has sent us a strong delusion. Christians were believing a lie. That's what I got out of it last night. The only hope, remember, I still think we're going to win. But the only way we're going to win is for Christians to understand that there's something that we're going to have to do in order to rescue this. We're going to have to do it. Oh, the Lord, the coach, the Lord's in charge. Oh, of course he is. You come to a high school football. When I was coaching football for 30-some years, I was the guy in charge. I was the boss of all those players, of all those coaches, and all those kids out there. I was the boss of the bus driver. I was the boss. But see, I didn't control everything. I gave direction. I gave training. I did everything I could to make them, when they walked out on the field, and I wasn't out on the field with them, to hope that they would be able to perform the way that they had been trained to be performed. And today, that's not happening because we're not being trained in the truth. We are not being trained in the truth. And what's happened? God has sent a strong delusion that believers are believing a lie.
Hey, Coach, what a mic drop. See, God is in charge. Like you said, you were the coach. But he's not in – his charge is that we control our own actions and serve our own consequences. That's his charge.
That's right.
He set it up that way. His control is not to micromanage every person and everything they do. He would like every person and everything they do to be led by the Spirit. That would be, you know, in his will. But he doesn't force his will on our actions. So he's in charge, but he's not in control.
He controls everything, but he's not in control of everything. Does that make sense? He controls everything, but he's not in control. He doesn't micromanage. So yesterday I'm sitting in there with a dentist. This girl's cleaning my teeth. They look good. She cleaned my teeth in there yesterday. And boy, I had her tied in knots. It was a wonderful time. She was in there with me for about an hour. I had her all alone. And I said to her, we got talking about masks. I had to put a mask. I didn't do it, but I had to put a mask on to walk from outside into the waiting room, into the dentist, where I took the mask off. I mean, it's the dumbest thing that you can, but you've got to do it, right? So I get these conversations going on, and I said, listen, she said something about, well, I've never heard anything somebody say, stuff like that. They're talking about the conversation we're having. And I said, listen, here's one thing you're going to learn about me, and it's what makes people either love me or hate me. I cut to the chase. I will not play game. I'm not going to play games. I don't have time just to play games. The masks don't work. I'm not going to put one on. They don't work. And the problem I run into, people don't like me because they would rather I lie to them and make them feel good and come and lay in bed with them with their lie. Do you understand what's going on, folks? Do you understand why this strong delusion has come upon us? Because we believe not the truth. Is my camera swinging on me? I'm just looking. I got pulled up here. Yeah, sorry. See if I can get this thing back here. So it's just this strong delusion is upon us. And what's the strong delusion? They believe a lie. They believe Joe Biden 47 years. All said he's going to change and make everything better. I mean, right? Come on, right? Come on. And folks, lies are holding the day. Truth has fallen in the street and it cannot get up. What happens when somebody falls in the street? And you are walking down the street, and you see that someone has fallen in the street. What do you do? Well, you help them get back on their feet. Why won't we do that? Why won't we demand the truth? I sat there and I watched Donald Trump say to Joe Biden about his son taking $3.5 million from the mayor of Russia, I think it was Moscow, whatever it was. And Joe Biden said, that's not true. That's not true. Folks, we all know it's true. Chris Wallace knows it's true. Did anybody call him on?
Well, Coach, the answer's in the question. And that is, you know, we sit back because we have been transformed because of truth, but it is the Lord himself. It says, and the Lord shall send a strong delusion on
us. That's right, get it, Dale. It's the Lord doing it.
That's what makes it so strong, to where we stand back and we look at that and we go, holy cow, how can they not see it?
Because Dale, how can they not see it? But they can't, can they?
They can't. They cannot. They cannot. Same thing in Romans chapter 1. He says he turns them over to a reprobate mind. Brother, it is the Lord. When the Lord does it, God goes all the way. You know how Bill Shanks always said, you know, they always say, well, God will shut down the abortion clinics. Well, when God does something, he's normally pretty heavy handed about it. Sodom and Gomorrah type of thing. So when he sends a strong delusion, brother, it blows my mind when I look at that. And truth is slapping you in the face and you still ain't getting it.
We are living, folks. I'm sorry. I got to get this out of me. I saw it yesterday for sure. We are living. We're living a psyop. We're living it. Almost nothing we're being told is true. Almost nothing. I mean, just almost nothing.
Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, Chad.
Well, it's like, I think it was Edgar Cayce that says, we'll know we've succeeded when everything they believe is a lie.
Yes, sir.
And that's the objective, is to fool us with lies, because it's easier to trick us than to convince us we've been tricked.
Chad, again, I don't want to get into this argument, this debate. The number of, I walked in yesterday, I went into several stores yesterday without a mask, and to look around and see the number of people wearing masks just absolutely blows me away. That they could be that deceived. You have a mask, a row of plastic, and then the lady on the other side is wearing a mask. It's a strong delusion. So we are watching a psyop, mind games. Why? Because we don't love the truth. We don't love it. We don't love it. I want to show you a real quick video here. Went to Planned Parenthood yesterday. Took Steve Deck, went with me, and Bobby Lee. Met Bobby Lee there and saw Ricky there. And golly, just saw a lot of Johnny. Down my brain. Got so much going through my brain. Johnny Tuttle was there. And a lot of good folks. Had a family of about 8 or 10 Hispanics showed up. Yeah. Can I say the word Mexicans? Am I allowed to do that? Standing on the street praying as well. Carl Barmer. Great people. And I had a confrontation with the police officer that Bobby Lee filmed. It's about 4 minutes. And I want you to watch the police officer. How, when I try to bring truth to him, how it's almost impossible to be able to do it. Chad is a former cop. Chad knows that cops are supposed to follow and obey the law. And Chad will also tell you that sometimes they just tell you stuff to get you to do whatever they want. So we have a hired cop, a real cop, a Columbus cop, working for Planned Parenthood. Working for Planned Parenthood. It's like if you hire me to mow your grass and somebody comes along and their keep walking on your grass, well, I'm going to try to tell them to get off your grass. But if I'm not on your grass, they can't make it up and say, well, that's his grass too. They can't do that. So what we have in front of Planned Parenthood, stay with me. This all ties together. So what we have right in front of Planned Parenthood is a sidewalk. There's a sidewalk, a city sidewalk. And Planned Parenthood, when you plan it, when the people pull into Planned Parenthood off of Main Street, their car goes over the public sidewalk. So there's a sidewalk and a driveway over the public sidewalk. And this cop comes out to me. I'm minding my own business. And the cop comes out to me and threatens to give me a ticket for standing in the sidewalk or in the driveway. And you'll see the conversation that continues. Go ahead and play that, Mike.
When they said they would kill you, think you did a good thing. Yeah.
Just tell me, when the cross on the sidewalk and stuff, you can't just stand in the middle.
Yes, we can. Now listen, Bobby, get this check. Okay, now I want this on camera, okay? I'm not here to get arrested, I'm not here to do anything, but I want on record that this officer is telling me that I can't stand on a public driveway.
Okay, yes, sir, I can.
There is nobody here, and when somebody comes, I will move. Just like if I walked across the walkway. I wouldn't walk out in front of the car. I would stop.
Right.
I'm allowed to
go
be
out
here.
In the walkway and just stand in the street.
Let's stop straining the mat and swallowing camels. I'm allowed to stand here. Let's not fight over this stupid thing. You're killing babies.
I agree that we don't need to fight over the stupid thing. That's why I like to talk to you guys.
You're doing
a
good job, but listen, you got to be right there. I don't care what you expect.
What's the law? Okay, so here's what's going to happen. You're allowed to argue that in court, but out here I'll give you a ticket.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I know that. That's why I said I don't want to get to that point.
Exactly.
So why are you threatening me to do that when we just had a guy go to court and won?
Oh, I don't know. That wasn't me.
I know.
I'm just, you know what I expect? And that's to stay out of the driveway and not stand there.
I'm not,
there.
No.
And then we'll have a problem.
So you're telling me that this area right here, no one's allowed to stand in this area.
You're absolutely allowed to walk across.
Stand in it? Stand in it?
Not stand in it because you're blocking the right of
way. What if the place is closed?
It's still a public road.
If the place is closed, can I stand here?
Yeah. You can't just come out and stand in the driveway because you're blocking the driveway.
I'm not blocking the driveway. He's looking at him. He's moving. I said, wait, I'm not blocking the driveway. I was right here. And he came and I moved. I'm not blocking.
So I'm just going to explain to you.
You don't have to explain to me. I know what's going on. I understand.
I'm just letting you know what my expectation is.
That's right.
So if we get to that point, I don't want to have to write it.
I don't want to have to see in court either. I don't want to have to do it.
Thank you.
Would you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Would you research it?
Sure, I'll look into it, but that's how I understand it.
You're giving me your word that you'll research it?
Yes, but for right now,
you're giving me your word that you'll research it?
Yes, I'm telling you for right now, this is what
But you're giving me your word you'll research it?
Sure, okay. I'll just look at it and make sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. See, how do we get to the point where the police officers become our enemy as we try to rescue children? I, for the life of me, can't figure it out. You and I probably have fun going to a ball game together, fishing, water skiing. How do I become an enemy? Because I want to defend baby. That could just be on me. Beyond me. And the sad thing is, you guys are forced to take a side, and you take their side. Happens all the time. Take their side. In fact, you're getting paid by them. You're getting paid by them.
Blood money.
Blood money. Blood money. Tell me, I can't stand on the sidewalk.
Okay, you can cut that off.
What if I told you I was BLM?
Say, Coach, what's the point that you're making? The point that I'm making, folks, truth has fallen in the street. They're telling us we can't stand in the sidewalk. Right? And so what does he do? Well, he'll give you a ticket for $150 for, I don't know, standing in the sidewalk or refusing an order or do whatever. And then you got to go to court. You're not going to win at court. There's no. It's the same issue over and over and over and over and over again. Truth has fallen in the street. It's fallen in the street. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in. I got to show you another video. Can I show you another? Yeah, sure I can. Where is it, Mike? Pull up. It's an email I sent all by itself, Mike. I saw this yesterday. I think I sent it to you. Maybe I didn't. Yeah, I did. Schumer, did you get that one, Mike? Did I get you one that says, yeah, Schumer's? Look, folks, listen. Now, listen. This is Chuck Schumer about 15 years ago. Chuck, you guys know who Chuck Schumer is. We're talking this morning about truth falling in the street and not being able to get up. You guys know who Charles Schumer is, right? Open borders, let them all come in. They're all just human beings. This is Chuck Schumer 15 years ago when Obama was president. Somebody tell me what's going on with these guys. Go ahead, Mike.
That converts the current flow of primarily low-skilled illegal immigrants into the United States into a more manageable and controlled flow of legal immigrants who can be absorbed by our economy. Let me elaborate. The first of these seven principles is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it. Above all else, the American people want their government to be serious about protecting the public, enforcing the rule of law, and creating a rational system of legal immigration that will proactively fit our needs rather than reactively responding to future waves of illegal immigration. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. To the advocates for strong, fair, effective, comprehensive immigration reform, and I'm certainly one, I say to you that the American people will never accept immigration reform unless they truly believe that their government is committed to ending future illegal immigration. And any successful comprehensive immigration reform bill must recognize this fact.
Okay, I'm going to shut up. I've gone on for 34 minutes. Folks, you see what's going on? Do you understand how many people you deal with every day who only casually follow the news? And now, those who casually follow the news are so easily misled. How so easily influenced by a strong delusion, they believe a lie. Truth has fallen in the street. It can't get up. We have to help it up. Somebody come on in.
Okay, Dave, I said Edgar Casey as William Casey. Sorry.
That's all right.
I just want to correct that.
Yeah, the CIA, former CIA director. I'm with you.
Right.
They'll know that they've been successful when everything the American people believe is a lie. That's what Casey said, William Casey. Yes.
You know, Coach, I have a same problem a lot of us have, and that is I sometimes have a tendency to keep pressing and pressing and pressing with truth when, in fact, I should be discerning whether God has put the blinders on that person and I need to stop wasting my breath.
Well, there you go, brother. Well, Larry, that's what you taught me about the parable of the sower, right? We have to recognize when it's time to say, well, I ain't wasting any more seed here. This guy's, he's under a strong delusion.
Well, doesn't it talk about throwing your seeds on rocks?
That's right.
So we're pushing our own will sometimes.
Well, yeah, we are, Chad, but we're, folks, listen to me. Amy Coney Barrett, I don't know what's going to go on with this. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what these hearings are going to look like. But do you understand that they're going to attack her Christian faith, her Catholic faith? That the number one First Amendment protects freedom of Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise of. It's the first phrase. It's the very first phrase. And we sit back, and nobody ever questioned Ruth Bader Ginsburg about her Jewish faith, or Kagan about, or Breyer, three of their Jewish faith. And see, what they've been able to do by determining the fact that there is no longer a Christian standard in America, then we put three non-Jesus believing justices who then frame the laws according to their own worldview. Kagan, I don't know her. She's Jewish. I'd say she's an atheist. Ginsburg was an atheist. Probably, huh? Probably was. Breyer is a Jew. Probably, really, an atheist, right? And so what are the decisions? From what point of view are they interpreting law? They're interpreting law from their atheistic, humanistic, one world order point of view. And when Amy Coney Barrett comes along and she wants to interpret it from her Christian point of view, don't you see what they do? They say, oh, you're not allowed to use that. You're not allowed to bring Christianity in here because there's a separation between the church and state. But evidently, there's not a separation between the Jewish church and state. There's not a you with me? Do you see what's going on? Do you understand why we are losing the battle? Do you understand that we don't have the ability on our own to be able to discern good from evil? We cannot see it. We don't understand what's going on. We don't understand the game. The absolute freedom of religion. If they ask Amy Barrett one question about her faith, she ought to stand up and chastise them for going where they are not by the Constitution permitted to go. What do you think, John Diamond? What do you think? Anybody else out there?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Had a guy yesterday. I had to do it. We're in Speedway. He's standing behind me. Everybody get their mask on. We're all standing in line. Look at this guy behind me. His shirt has on. Looks like he's had it on. He's wore this shirt 3 or 4 or 5 years. Don't tread on me. I looked up. I said, and I did this on purpose. I said, hey, I like your shirt. He looked down. I was all proud of it. I said, let me ask you a question. Why you got that mask on? They're treading on you. That's slavery. He said, no, it's the law. I'm like, no. And I'm like, finally, after about 30 seconds, I said, okay, whatever.
Strong delusion.
Yep.
Strong delusion. They'd believe a lie. Somebody else, come on in.
Amen, Coach, because the fact of the matter is like any good journalist, the opening statement in a paragraph, the opening sentence is the vital and the most important. When you look at the Constitution of the United States, the first thing is not the freedom of the press. It is that government shall establish no law in the respects of religion, nor prohibit the free exercise thereof. Okay. You can stop right there. That was the bedrock solid foundation on the Constitution of the United States. And you cannot determine law without some kind of morality involved.
So, Dale, are all the Catholic bishops, going to rise up? Is the Pope going to rise up in unison? Are they all going to rise up in unison and speak with one voice? How dare you question her faith? Are they going to do that?
Absolutely not.
No, they're not going to do that. Why?
Because they've been their strong delusion.
It's a strong delusion on them. They're believing the lie. And here's the problem. They're believing the lie, and then they're instructing others. Hey, John Diamond, save me here. Isn't that what happened, John, to our Constitution? Isn't that what happened, that all of a sudden we thought government was above God, and we put into place people like Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein and Schumer, who are atheistic, whatever you want to call them, and they say no religion allowed, and they force their own religious beliefs in, or as Feinstein called it, dogma. Dogma. Mike, there's a good word. Pull that up for me real quick at Webster's. When Nancy Pelosi said to, who was it? One of the, boy, the dogma lives loudly in you. The dogma. Dogma. See, you didn't say religion. Dogma is a settled opinion. A settled opinion. So we have someone who is a Catholic who believes the Bible. It's a settled opinion. And the woman sitting on the judiciary says, wow, you're not allowed to have dogma like that. You're not allowed to do that. Why, you got principles and maxim or tenet and doctrinal notion, particularly in matters of faith and philosophy. Now, Feinstein says, I've got a dogma, but see, my dogma is non-religious. And since mine's non-religious, I'm allowed to say it, but your dogma speaks loud. You see what they've done to us? Do you see? And the average Christian and Catholic and believer thinks she can't be on the board because she's taking her own dogma with her onto the court. By the way, I want her to take her dogma with her. That's why we nominated her.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, again, this is why they hate her, because she's an originalist. And I'm going to tell you, if I was her sitting in those hearings and I would have her say this publicly in this testimony, John Jay, appointed by George Washington as the very first Supreme Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Listen to what he said. He said, almost all nations have peace or war at the will and pleasure of the rulers whom they do not elect. And then he says this, Providence has given our people, the American people, has given us, the people, the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers. Quote first, that to them and see what they have to say.
First Supreme Court judge, right? And so, folks, listen, you got to realize, Mike, do this real quick. What's religion, Mike? What is religion? See, we get the separation between the church and the state is the separation between Christianity and morality. That's all that it is. That's all that it is. See, if it wasn't the separation of Christianity and morality, you wouldn't be able to murder a baby. Right? You wouldn't be able to. Religion is the most comprehensive sense, including a belief in the being and perfections of God, in the revelation of man's will and man's obligation, pays the commands, and the state of reward. Religion is distinct from theology, is godliness or real piety in practice, consisting in the performance of all known duties to God. Now, see, some people get into positions of power and think they have no duties to God. That is a religious dogma as well. And that's what they've made happen in America. If you have Christian beliefs and a belief in God and a belief in his precepts and a belief in his commandments, you are disqualified. That's what's going on, folks. And so nobody cares about lying anymore. Nobody. No, Chris Wallace sat there and watched Joe Biden lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and never even said anything about it.
Coach.
Yeah.
Exactly what you said. I mean, and this is the actual separation of church and state has been brought into the operation of government as well. And you can see that in the Supreme Court clearly. Okay. And it's in regards to Mr. Wallace, it shows where Fox News is really at.
It does?
Yes. It does. Because, the only ones that are conservative are the ones that are on at night, and everything else is, let's get them.
Hey, Joe, yeah. Listen, folks, please hear this. I'm not a know-it-all, and Joe, I didn't mean to interrupt. If you hadn't made your point, I apologize. There's an old saying, he who frames the argument wins the debate. And all you have to do, you want to do some homework today? Just go back and listen to how Chris Wallace framed the questions. That's all you got to do. I couldn't believe it as I sat there and they asked President Trump about Charlottesville. How long ago was that? Charlottesville. When Trump said that there are good people on both sides. I give Trump credit because they tried to get him to deny what the poor boys, whatever what the hell, pardon me, is white supremacy anyway? What is that? What the heck is that, right? But Chris Wallace formed every one of those arguments in such a lying form that President Trump was automatically on the defensive. And they call him a moderator. And most people didn't get it. I'm sitting there watching thinking, how many people can't discern this? And this is the judgment of God. We've rejected his truth. Truth has fallen in the streets. Truth is all over Fox News last night. Joe Biden's son we know took $3.5 million from Russia. They've been calling Trump a Russian conspirator for 4 years, and Chris Wallace doesn't even ask about it? Kings of this world are conspiring against the Lord and against his anointed. It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable. Somebody come in. I got one more thing I want to show you, but somebody come in, punch me in the nose, tell me if I'm wrong. It troubled me. It troubled me in my sleep. It troubled me in my sleep, not because I was troubled. It troubled me in my sleep because I saw the issue so clearly. I saw what had happened to us so clearly. They see, they teach us today that Bruce Jenner is a woman. And we go along with it. They teach our children that they came from monkeys, and we go along with it. They teach our children that you can pick your gender, and we go along with it. They teach us that an unborn baby isn't alive, and we go along with it. It's not that the left is so powerful, it's that the Christians are so weak. We don't push back. We don't. Truth has fallen in the street. We don't stand up. So they don't care about lying. They don't care about it. Because we don't care about it.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I think, go back and, well, let me say this phrase in 2 Thessalonians. You read it earlier. And this is the key to me. It says, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Mm. Opposes, Coach, opposition of God. That is what rebellion is. Rebellion is which is actually witchcraft, Coach. It's the same spirit that operates rebellion, witchcraft, opposition to God. It's all the same spirit.
So, Randy, let me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Chris Wallace, he may think he's a good guy, but he is controlled with a spirit that's opposite of God. See, that's how you judge. That is how we judge, Coach. 1 John chapter 4, he says, test the spirits to see whether it's a spirit of truth or a spirit of error. And you were right on, Coach. We can't, the unrighteous can't even judge that. They can't even think about it. It's not in them. You have to be righteous to even judge that. So,
Randy, who do you suppose on Donald Trump's staff approved Chris Wallace? Do you think that was a mistake? I mean, no. Do you think they didn't know? Oh, wow. We thought Chris would be fair. No, we know that's not true, right? That can't possibly be true. They couldn't have Brit Hume. They couldn't have Hannity. They couldn't have Laura Ingraham. They could Chris Wallace? Chris Wallace? See, it's a strong delusion. It's a strong delusion. There's infiltration. The enemy. Psalm 2, Mike, can you do that real quick? Because I want to make sure you don't miss it. I want to make sure that somebody somewhere, some king behind the scenes, was exerting his power to make sure that Chris Wallace was the one asking the questions. Chris Wallace. Psalm Fox News, deception, it's all deception. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, so the two teams get together and they say, who would be a good moderator? Limbaugh, let's have Rush Limbaugh. No, he's too biased. Oh, let's have Rachel Maddow. No, she's too far left. Let's have Chris Wallace, he's a moderate, but he isn't. Not. He's a registered Democrat. We're living a psyop, my friends. We are living a stinking psyop. Okay, I got to show you this.
I think what you just said reveals what I consider to be a truth, and that is there are still so many swamp creatures that are still in the sphere around Trump that he had, you know, some of them, he may think that they're on his side, but there are so many that are against him that are right there at his side, giving him advice. And it's a shame.
It's a shame, but we can't be surprised by it. Somebody else. Hey, Mike, while he's doing that, get Demon on the plane. Get Demon on the plane setups. Come on in, somebody.
Loaded question, Coach. Right. And that's what we had last night, and that's what you're talking about.
Yep.
First question. Mr. President, have you stopped beating your wife yet? first question, okay? Second question. Here we go again. Second question. Mr. President, have you stopped beating your wife yet? All night long, same question.
Yep. It was JR over and over. Remember, he who frames the question wins the debate, right?
Yep.
Right. And so, guys, I don't know. Do you, anybody know any black racists? Would Black Lives Matter be a black superiority group? I think so. Did Chris Wallace ask Joe Biden about his support for BLM? Did anybody catch that? I don't think they did.
He called out that nefarious racial desensitivity as racist. He said that's right. A racist program. That is truth in the face of everything bad. He says it's in the schools. He called it all out, Coach.
He did. And would you think that Chris Wallace would want to follow up on any of those questions? No, he'd already framed the question. Trump, you're a racist. Prove you're not. And so what does Trump have to do? He's got to talk about all the things he did for black people. When the premise was you're a racist, he should have said, screw you, dude. Screw you. I know racist. That's what he should have said. Of course, he's not going to say that, right? And so he frames the argument, wins the debate. So they go down. They have to go down a path where Trump has to say, I'm not a racist. And Biden gets to say, yes, you are. Me and Chris both say you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Right? But the average person doesn't have the discernment to understand it. But here's the good news. Nobody's mind was changed last night. Nobody was. Mike, play Demon on the Plane. Just want to show you folks that, again, that demons are real. They're everywhere, man. Some of them see, some of them manifest in different ways. Hey, we're going to do some of that demon stuff this weekend at Sky High. Tom Dunn and Stephanie, we've had a lot of experience in demon and dealing with demonology and messing with demons. Going to be going on here at Sky High this weekend. And we're sold out. We've got a good packed crowd coming. Pray that you all be praying for us, that everything goes smoothly and that God be glorified. We're doing tactical training, shooting guns and all that, but we're doing some spiritual warfare as well. Folks, if we don't begin to earnestly contend for truth, you got to start making some enemies. Not intentionally. The truth has a way of doing that. And to point out the lies, the obvious lies. So I'm at the dentist yesterday and I got my mask on. I don't have it on. I got it here. I'm going to go in. They're going to work on my teeth. I'm not even going to have a mask on, right? I'm going to go in and they're going to take off my mask and they're going to work on my teeth. So I'm standing here, got this mask here, got a screen. And then she's behind the screen with a mask on. I ask her a very simple question. If you had your choice, which one of these three things would you remove? She never even thought of it. If this mask works, why do I need this screen? If my mask and my screen works, why are you wearing a mask on the other side of the screen if your screen works? And when I breathe and it hits that plastic screen, does it drop down onto the table? And then somebody else can breathe it with it, pick it up with their hand? It's a strong delusion. We're believing a lie. I'm not anti-mask. I'm anti-lies. So I was thinking about this. Mike's got it up there for us. You want to see a demon? You ever seen a demon? We'll see one right now on the airplane. I didn't film this. No, this isn't my wife. It's what we're dealing with in America. Go ahead, Mike. So, I don't want airplane. Stop!
Stop! Bitch! Stop! We're gonna fuck all night, bitch! We're gonna fuck all night, bitch! 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 I said, bitch! I said, fuck all night, bitch! Bitch, you gonna fuck all night, bitch!
my God.
Abby! Ah! Bitch! Abby! Bitch! No! Now, Santor! Instant pain! Mama said this! This is makes sense! Fucking makes sense!
You ready to go?
Yes!
Come on. Let me help you.
Folks, listen, the dark side's real. The dark side Now, they don't all manifest like that, right? Some of them manifest as senators, congressmen, and ambassadors, and teachers, ministers. But the demonology is so real. We don't get it. There's been a strong delusion sent our way, folks. We're believing a lie. We don't believe the devil's real. We don't believe there's a spiritual war that's going on around us. We don't believe that the kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. We don't understand that America hangs in a balance. We don't understand that. Why does America hang in a balance? Because God himself is in a strong delusion. People believe in lies. We got to help truth get up.
Hey, Coach. In the day of Jesus, they manifested themselves because people were in darkness. They had no education. They had no psychology. Today, we are so educated. We have psychology to cover all this demonic stuff because we are disciplined. We are smart. And they don't manifest quite as much, Coach. That's the only difference.
We can give them drugs now, Randy. We can give them drugs and mask them and hide them up, right? We can do all that kind of stuff, right?
Hey, Coach.
Uh-huh.
That's what we talked about last night in the church in the garage Tuesday night. Pastor Bill was hitting on. It's what we got to do as Christians. He went through the do justly, do love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God in Micah. Then he also went to Zechariah 8:16. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor, execute the judgment of truth, and in peace in your gates. And that's what he was hitting on last night. It's time.
In your gates, right? Where you are in your positions of authority. Mike, real quickly, I just heard from the Holy Spirit. Humble. Look it up, Mike and Mr. Webster. Humble. Lowly, modest, meek, submissive, opposed to proud, haughty, and arrogant. Or assuming, in an evangelical sense, having a low opinion of oneself and a deep sense of unworthiness in the sight of God. Without a humble imitation of the divine author. See, listen, folks, there it is. That's what I'm looking for. Humble, to crush, to break, to subdue. It humbled people, to mortify, to make humble or lowly in mind. We are to be humble in that we exalt God. Our humility brings judgment of God. It's not about us. It's not about what we believe. We introduce lies to the truth. That is true humility, to make humble or lowly in mind, to abase the pride of, to reduce arrogance and self-dependency, to give a low opinion of one's moral worth. That's what we are doing when we walk humbly before our God. Wow.
Lord, amen.
Show us, Lord. Now's the time, baby. God bless you. See you tomorrow.